Hello, this is ConFest Radio, brought to you by the ConFest Global Community Film Festival. This is a community chat on the subject of the Community Commonwealth Association. Hi, I'm Max Moore with the Community Commonwealth Association, and I would like to explain what that is. The Community Commonwealth Association is an association of people who believe that their community governments provide better service for them than the federal government, and who wish to show their support for community government. Now, today I want to read a proposal which was sent to the Premier of Ontario regarding a proposal for an income tax transfer from the federal government to community governments. I will now read the proposal that was sent last week. For the Premier of Ontario, this is a proposal for an income tax transfer from the federal government to community governments. One might think this proposal would not affect provincial budgets, but it does, and significantly. In this vein, we would like to contribute the attached proposal for your consideration. This proposal from the Community Commonwealth Association advocates that cities and towns across the country launch a class action lawsuit for a share of federal income tax revenues. This is a long-term project, which could take many years to accomplish, but in the end, any success with this proposal will affect both community financing and provincial budgets very positively. I'm sure you can see that transferring income tax points from the federal government to cities and towns would relieve much of the financial pressures on municipalities. If towns and cities have enough money to provide their own services, this relieves provinces from having to provide municipalities with so much financial support. The only loser in this proposition is the federal government, but we believe that that is a small problem. I think most people agree that if there is government waste, it occurs at the federal level. It is estimated that the federal government provides only 20% of our public services, while municipalities provide 40% of our public services. Why then, if the federal government provides only 20% of our public services, does it receive 50% of all tax revenues? And why, if municipalities are providing 40% of our public services, why are municipalities receiving only 8% of our tax dollars? The Community Commonwealth Association feels that if municipalities provide 40% of our public services, then municipalities should receive 40% of our income taxes. There is a legal precedent for this proposal. During the economic depression of the 1930s, the provinces in Canada joined together to challenge an assumed federal monopoly on income taxes. The provinces successfully sued the federal government for 30% of income tax revenues. This legal precedent can be used as the basis of a class action lawsuit by municipalities to claim, for example, 40% of federal income tax revenues, since municipalities provide 40% of our public services. I hope you will consider this information in your budget consultations, and especially how much benefit this transfer of income tax revenues to municipalities would have for the province. Thank you very much for your consideration. Now, there are people listening, I'm sure, who will think that's a very far out proposal. It's asking a lot, and how will we accomplish this? At this point, it is just planting the seed of an idea in one provincial premier's office that this might be a possibility for solving community financial management problems. In this vein, we are following up with a letter to all mayors across the country. And I would like to read now the proposal which will soon go out to all mayors in, regarding the proposed municipal government financing model in which they are asked to support the transfer of income tax points from the federal government to communities. I am now reading the letter which will go out to all mayors. The subject: proposed municipal government financing model. Everyone knows municipal financing is experiencing serious problems, and we can offer a suggestion which could help. The suggestion is community income tax points. The Community Commonwealth Association is presenting a new model for government financing, which proposes transferring income tax points from the federal government to municipal governments. This is some historical background. Canadian income taxes were first imposed in 1917 to finance the First World War. Because it was implemented as a temporary war tax, the federal government claimed it had a monopoly on income taxes. When the First World War ended, the temporary income taxes remained, and so did the assumed federal monopoly on income taxes. The federal income tax monopoly made the federal government incredibly wealthy until provincial governments demanded 30% of income tax revenues in the 1930s. The provinces won their legal claim for a share of income tax revenues in the Dirty 30s by challenging the assumed federal monopoly on income taxes. By successfully challenging the assumed federal monopoly on income taxes, the provinces created a legal precedent. This means other levels of government also gained the right to share income tax revenues. The time has come for municipalities to receive a fair share of income tax revenues. Admittedly, this is a long-term strategy, but it is the best solution for a fully financed future for communities. Would your city council consider participating in a class action lawsuit in association with other municipalities to challenge the assumed federal monopoly on income tax revenues and request the transfer of income tax points to Canadian municipalities? If you would like more information on this subject, there is information online at www.communitycommonwealth.info. That's communitycommonwealth.info, where you will find more information on this proposal and background information on income tax sharing, community income tax points, and the distribution of public services in the country. Now, what can you and I do as individuals to support this proposal? First, do some research. Go to the website, communitycommonwealth.info, and read the background information. See if you support this idea. If you do, there is something that every person can propose to their city councilor and or mayor and or premier and or prime minister, and that is that every individual should have a basic human right of allocating their income taxes. This is an extreme idea, I'm sure, to some people, but it is not that far out. Consider this: when the federal government levies income taxes, they are supposed to distribute this money to all levels of government in proportion to where the public need is. But the federal government has been holding on to most of this money and not providing public services which reach people on the street. Communities, on the other hand, are closer to the people and responding to the need for public services much more fervently than the federal government. When you look at all the services that communities provide, you know, everything from, well, city halls, schools, libraries, community centers, streets, public parking, care centers, daycare centers. Most of the public services which people now enjoy are provided by communities. When you add up all these public services provided by communities, it is estimated that communities provide 40% of our public services. Now, just imagine what would happen if you ask, request, and demand that when you send in your income taxes, that 40% of your income tax payment can be allocated to municipalities. Well, it may take a while for this right to be recognized, but when it finally comes through, I think you will find that municipalities will finally have enough money to do all the things that they are requested to do, and the transfer of income tax points would come from the federal government. The federal government would have to cut its budgets. Perhaps they can cut their budgets any way they wish. They can cut military spending. They can cut the purchase of expensive warplanes. They can cut security costs, which, remember, if you remember the G20 summit, which was held in Toronto not too long ago, the budget for the summit was something like $700 million, but the security budget on top of that was $1.2 billion. So there's far more, so much money being spent on security to serve a very few people that the money is just not available for community public services. This is just one example of waste in the federal government. Military spending, defense spending, security spending. This could be reduced and no one would notice. If that money were transferred to communities, there would be a real benefit that people could feel in their homes and on the streets and in their lives. This is one example. There are many more examples of financial waste in the federal government. On this basis, if people start demanding that they have a right to transfer some of their income tax points to communities from the federal government, this is the kind of legal evidence that communities can add up into a successful lawsuit for community income tax points. I hope that explanation was clear enough to explain the basic principle of community income tax points and why it doesn't raise our taxes, but it merely transfers our taxes from the federal government to community governments. If you'd like more information, again, go to the website, www.communitycommonwealth.info, and read the background information. There is contact information as well on that website. Thank you very much for this opportunity to present these ideas on ComFest Radio. And for more information about ComFest Global Community Film Festival, please go to comfest.com. Now let me spell that, comfest.com, comfest.com. This is ComFest Global Community Film Festival Radio, presenting Community Chat for the World. Thank you.